Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and hold on. That was my OCD kicking in where I forgot to wrap the quarter on the selfie stick pole. Don't worry about it. I was thinking today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there was a time when I would dream. There was a time when I would dream of getting my weight under 210 pounds. I remember I would, quote unquote, struggle or work for it. And by struggle and work for it, it was more of a mental restraining of my eating habits. And I say mental, not just physical, because mentally I had to go to another place. I had to have that in my head about eating and what I ate, being mindful and exercise and trying to get walking in. I think I started walking maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. I'm not sure. But I do remember weighing myself. I've probably been weighing myself every day for 20 years. I have to check. But I remember weighing myself at the Army Corps of Engineers. I forget what year that was. But I do have records. I know I have records, I think, to go back to at least 2007. Yeah, I think that actually maybe 2007, so 10, 15 years, I've been weighing myself every day. So I've been conscious of it. And it was a time I would dream of getting under 210. And then I hit 210. I said, well, hell, let's go for 205. And I have records where I could track my history, you know, dropping down there. And my I have an app now. I have a scale. So when I step on it, it Bluetooths to my phone, keeps all the measurements and numbers, and it graphs it, and you can see my going like this. They go up and down, and the ups are usually the weekend. But since my injury, when I passed out, the whole passing out thing, and I made adjustments and some indulgements and lifestyle, my weight doesn't fluctuate on the weekends as much. It doesn't shoot. I was gaining 10, 12 pounds on a weekend. Then I would lose it during the week. So like by a Friday, I could be down to like 208, 207. And then it would go back up again on the weekend. And I never liked that. But it seems like I couldn't control it until the accident. The accident straightened my ass up. Then I remember, I said, oh, I'm going to go for 205. I'm going to go for 205. Somebody asked me, you going to go for 200? I was like, I don't know, that's kind of tough. I said, I'm just going to try to go for 205. And about that time, too, I Googled, you know, what is the weight for a male 6'2"? And they said something like 197. They said something like 197 or something like that. I was like, that's impossible. It was like 195 or 194 or something like that. I was like, for me, that's impossible. To me, it was just, forget it. It's just impossible. I figured my body mass index was bigger. Or my bones or the way I'm built or the way certain people built. It's like, no way they can get down that low. It can't be across the board. I don't see how that could be across the board. And just yesterday, literally, I don't know if it's because of my Google searches or whatever. Yesterday I saw a video article about how the BMI, body mass index, was created in the 1800s or so. And the only population that they based it on was white males, of course. So, and they're probably white males from a certain culture or distinction. So I always thought that, you know, the BMI, or how can you make a blanket statement across all different kinds of people that they should be, if they're this tall, they should be this weight, especially with Samoans. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just people who just, you know, I don't know if they're genetically disposed to carry that weight like that, or some people that seem to carry weight differently. And muscles different, big bones or whatever. But anyhow, I was like, no way, no way get down to 197. No way. So I'm doing my thing, and I get down like under 205. I get to like 204, 99999 or whatever, 204, just barely under 205. I take a picture of it, I'll be excited. Look, look, look. And I continue on, you know, going to do my thing, you know, still fighting at it. And as I reach a new plateau, you know, that plateau becomes the ordinary. And you want to outdo it. So I'm doing this and doing that. I think I may have gotten sick or something like that may have happened. Or it might have been the accident. This recent accident that got me down, you know, like that. But next thing you know, I'm under 200. You know, I'm at 1999. I'm like, whoa, look at you, Jerry. And I was like, well, okay. You know, made a few adjustments. And you're good. All right. So I started, you know, I tried to maintain that 200. You know, it was fluctuating. I have to check. It may have been my accident. Because if it was after the my most recent passing out, my weights didn't fluctuate. I wasn't eating as idiotically as I was on the weekends. So I have to check. But the whole point is, today I got on the scale and it said 197.2. And I was kind of disappointed. And I think back to when I thought 197. And it was the time I was down to 192. I mean, I was down to 192. Of course, it was a Friday after I walked, before I eat anything, before I drank anything. You know, after a good week of work and, you know, being fairly disciplined after work. Because I'm not disciplined anymore. After work, I eat. Yesterday, I made fish yesterday. It was good. I took some cod. I think a specific rockfish. Used to be called red snapper or something like that. I've dipped it in an egg, coated it in Zatarain's, threw it in an air fryer. Oh my God, the texture came out good. Didn't put no salt, no seasoning on it, just the Zatarain. Because it probably got enough sodium in it, but it was just good. So after work, I eat. I mean, during work, I eat minimal. So I kind of make up for it. So I've been hovering around like 197. You know, it'll go up to like 199. This weekend, or the couple days off I had, it went up to like 200, maybe 201. And then I wake up the next morning, it'd be like the 199. Then I walk, then it go down to 197. But the whole thing is, there was a time when, you know, 197, this 197, 195 was a pipe dream. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think it was possible. Now, I'm at the point where 197, 195 is the ordinary, and I'm tired of it, and I think I should outdo it. I think I should be able to outdo it. And I want to outdo it. I'm like, okay, you've nailed this. Keep it going. Stay on top of it, you know, and get it done. I mean, we're like I'm saying, we're at one point, the weight I'm at now, I didn't think I could ever attain. But now that weight that I thought I could never attain is ordinary. You gotta love life. I mean, you gotta love it, being human. A couple months ago, I was blown away by getting under 199. Now I'm hovering around 195. 197, and I'm bored with it. I feel like I can do more. And I think that's what being human is about. Well, that's an overstatement. But I think that's one of the beauties of being human, that we should never be satisfied. Or once we get satisfied, what's next? You know, okay, my weight is good now. You know, I woke up this morning. I mean, I woke up 197.2. And I was angry. Well, that's an overstatement. But, you know, I woke up not 197.2, and I'm like, blah, blah, whatever. Damn. You messing up. When months ago, I thought I would never, ever, ever. I didn't think it was possible to get down this low. And now that I am, I feel like I'm messing up. And I almost get down on myself. I almost get down on myself because I know what I didn't do or did do the night before to cause my weight not to drop like I'm used to it dropping, or my behavior. I'm aware of the behavior that influences my weight, and I get down on myself about it. Quote unquote, down on myself. I mean, as much as down Jeffrey can get on Jeffrey. But, and it's to the point too also, I've been weighing myself so much that most of the time when I get on the scale, I can predict what it's going to say. I can pretty much nail it to about a half a pound either way, what it's going to say. Because I know my habits. I've done it before. I know what I didn't do. I know my behaviors. And I know how the scale, me and the scale, got a deep relationship now. We understand each other. So I know. You know, I know. And sometimes I get on the scale and it'll surprise me. Up and down. Sometimes I get on and say, whoa, is that right? And I'll step off of it, recalibrate it, and get back on and say, okay. Sometimes I get on it, and it's way higher than I thought. I say, oh, this is going to say 199 or something like that. I get on it, and it says something like 202, and I go, whoop, whoop. That's a indication of trend, and I get the message, and I react accordingly. Anyway. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's the totality of it all. A theory of universe. Hypothesis. Of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.